Mesechtas Kedushin, Daf Chav Vav, the top line of Daf Chav Vav and Alf at the Mishnah, and the Mishnah continues to discuss various kinyonim, and the Mishnah starts, the Chosim Sheish L'Machrayis, Niknim B'Kesef V'Shtav V'Chazaka, when performing a transaction in order to buy real property or kaka, you could do so, and the kinyon would work with Kesef with Shtar or with Chazaka, and we all know that Kesef means that you give a pruta or a shav a pruta, and that itself will acquire the entire property, and then you'll owe the rest of the money, and similarly with the Gei Shtar, all you will give is a Shtar. And of course, you would owe the money for the field, but the kinyan that transfers the property from the moicha to the lekech through a kinyan of kesef or shtar or chazaka. And of course, chazaka is some sort of act that is done to the kaka that shows bailus, either a ticket of the kaka or using the kaka in a way that shows bailus. And the Mishnah continues that nechasim she'in l'chayis eniktan al b'meshicha. In order to acquire metaltalin, you have to do so by using a kinyan of meshicha. And the Ritva points out that b'negei metaltalin, you could even use hakbar or mesira. And the Mishnah states, because Meshicha is the Ava Kinyin for Kinyonim of Metaltalin. Now the Mishnah used the term of Nechasim Sheyin Shalom Chayis to refer to Kaka and Sheyin Lama Chayis to refer to Metaltalin. And Rashi explains, Sheyish Lama Chayis Hainu Kakois Shachayis Kol Odom Halov Vanoish Bechaveir Alein. And when someone lends money to someone, they will do so based on the responsibility of Kaka and having a lien against a piece of property, as that is something that they could rely on, as Rashi says, Lefisha Kyom Vaimdin Lefikach Nismachar Alein. And in contrast, Metaltalin is called Nechosim She'in L'Machrayis. And the Mishnah continues, another way to be koinu metaltalin is Nechosim She'in L'Machrayis, Niknim Nechosim She'ish L'Machrayis, B'Kesef V'Shtar V'Chazaka. By doing a kinyan on kaka of Kesef Shtar V'Chazaka, you could be koinu metaltalin based on a kinyan agav. And the Mefarshim Machalik, how does kinyan agav work? Do we say that since you've made a kinyan on a kaka of Kesef Shtar V'Chazaka, it's as if you made that kinyan on a metaltalin? Or do we say that once you make a kinyan on kaka, there is no need for a kinyan on a metaltalin, ayin b'achreinim? And the Mishnah that even though there's a din that in the shporin al kakois, however, there's a concept of gilul shvua, and once someone has to make a shvua on metaltalin, then bezdin will require the person to also throw in a shvua b'negei kaka. And as Rashi brings from the Gemara Masechta the Shvuas, the tanu kelim v'kakois v'nischayv lishava al metaltalin zayka metaltalin sakakois lishava lein. And since the nitba will have to make a shvua on metaltalin, so the metaltalin will cause that he has to make a shvua on the kaka. And Rashi says, hay zayken an nechosim she'in that the term Zekin is going on the Metaltalin and not referring to Bezdin. And before we continue with the Gemara, two quick points. First of all, Rashi says Bechazaka is Rafik Beporto if you dug in the land a little bit, or if the buyer walked around the border of this land and trampled on the ground, or know God parts called Shu. And number two, once again, the Mefarshim discussed that even though our Mishnah stated in the Chasim Sheishal Rechayis Nikta Bekesu Shtar Bechazaka, certainly Kaka could be Kanoi through Chalipin, and the Mishnah only wants to mention those kinyanim which are chiddush b'negeya kaka. However, chalipin works even b'negeya other items as well. Some rishonim explained that chalipin is actually similar to kesef, and if what's included in the term kesef that's already stated on Mishnah. And the Gemara begins, our Mishnah stated that kaka is nicknamed b'kesef, and the Gemara asks, b'kesef b'nol, how do we know that? Amachiskiya, amakra, that the pasuk says in Yimya, sadis b'kesef iknu, that you'll buy sadis with kesef. And the Gemara asks, if you makar is from the pasuk of Yimya, ve'ima adik ishtar, the l'chayra, you should have to use kesef as well as shtar in order to be kind of something. Tichsiv, as the pasuk continues, sadis b'kesef yiknu v'chasayim b'seif v'chasayim. And therefore, l'chayra, you see that you have to have kesef as well as shtar. And the Gemara says, iksiv yiknu l'b'seif k'dekamrit. If you'd say the term yiknu at the end of the pasuk, and it would have said sadis b'kesef v'chasayim b'seif v'chasayim v'yiknu, then you would be correct. Hash tichsiv yiknu mikara. But now that it says sadis b'kesef yiknu, so therefore we see kesef koni, the kesef by itself is koina, and shtar ray ba'almu. And when the pasuk continues, says v'chasayim b'seif v'chasayim is only as the shtar. And Taiz points out, why did the Gemara bring a raya from Yirmiyah if we could have brought a raya from Pashas Chayasara? The Pasuk states, when Avram bought the Marzbach Pela from Ephraim, Nasati Kesav Asada Kachmi Meni, and the Pasuk states, Asada Shekhan Avram, as we learned on Daf Bezim and Alf, Benegea Kesav Kedushin. And Taiz explains, Meshum, the Dilma Hanimilu Minachri Shekhan Kinyani Mekesav. And from that Pasuk, we would think that that is only relevant when you're buying something from a guy, because all the Kinyanim are with Kesav. But maybe from a Jew, you would not be able to use kesef. And I in Taisis on the Bezim and Bez, with Taisis states, V'yish loyim mehi lek lemedak, ik lemeim ha'asada shekona avram b'chazoko I b'shtar, the leksiv ha'asada shekona b'kesef, that from the pasuk of the gay Ephraim, we could say that Avram paid money for the sada, but the maisi only acquired the sada by using the chazok and the shtar. Therefore, we'd rather bring the pasuk in the Yirmiyah that states, sadas b'kesef iknu, where it states the kinyan was done through kesef. And some explain that from the pasuk of the gay Avram, one may think that the only way to be clean of something is by giving all the money money. And for example, by Avram, it specifically says, Abba Meir Shekel Kesef Eivir LaSeicha. And therefore, we bring a raya from Yirmiyah, where it just says that he made a kinyan with Kesef, and therefore, even if you only give a pruta, that would be enough to acquire the land, and the buyer would owe the rest of the purchase price to the seller, which he would have to pay at some later point. The Gemara continues, Amar Rav, Rav states, Leishana Obamakam She'in Kesef Nesheshtar, that even though our Mishnah stated that Karka could be conned through Kesef, that is only in a place with not standard practice to write a shtar, Avamakam She'kesef Nesheshtar, but in a place with normal practice to write a shtar, Leikana, you're not going to be kona until you write a shtar. As Rashi says, the Kibim Regilimbachi, since it's normal practice, Leisamcha Dait Lekech Adanak Shtara, so the Lekech is not going to be Samech Das in order to buy this item until he receives a shtar, and therefore his main das is to be koinu through shtar. However, Rav continues, the parish parish, if the buyer specifies that he wants to be koinu through kesef, then he could specify that and it would be a valid kinyan through kesef. Just like we find in Gerav Idibat Oven, when he would buy land, he would say, if I want, then it should be koinu through kesef, and if I want, it should be koinu through shtar. And the reason why he did this was because that would be better for him, and of course it would be yodei aliyana, as he wanted to make sure that if the Meicha wanted to be Chayza, Meicha would not be able to be Chayza any longer, since he already gave him a Pruta, and he was already Koina through the Kinyan of Kesef. I also want to make sure that I'm not going to be Koina unless I receive a Shtar, because if I want to be Chayza, I still want the opportunity to be able to be Chayza until you give me my Shtar, as Lamaisa, I want to make sure I have a Shtar as a Shtar Raya. The Gemara continues, Uvishtar, the Mishnah stated that Kaka is nicknamed through Kesef or Shtar or Chazaka. And before we begin the Gemara, let us point out that there's a difference between the Kinyan of Kesef and the Kinyan of Chazaka as well as Shtar, as Kesef and Chazaka is something that's done by the Koina and by the Lekech, as Lekech will give money to the Meicha, or Benegei Chazaka, the Lekech will make a Meis Chazaka. However, Benegei the Kinyan of Shtar, although Benegei a Kinyan of Shtar of Ishus, the husband who is the buyer gives a Shtar to his wife who is the seller. However, Benegei a Shtar that's used to acquire Kaka, that is written by the Meicha and not by the Lekech, as Taisus pointed out in Taisus Dima Maskel, Afa Pisha Ein by Sharaputa on Daf Tesam and Aleph. And our Gemara begins, Menolan, how do you know that you can use the Shtar in order to be Koino Kaka? And the Gemara states, Idlaim Mashim Nechsev, Chasev, Besef, Chasayim, Vahayid Edim, if it's because you have the Pasuk in Yirmiyah that states, Sadis Bakasiv Yiklu, Chasev, Besef, Chasayim, Vahayid Edim, that of course can't be the Makara, because Ba'amit Shtar Rai Ba'amu, as we said before, that all you need in order to be Koino Kaka is Kesef, and even though the Pasuk says you're using a Shtar, that was only the Shtar Rai Ba'amu. It must be for another pasuk in Yirmiyah in Perek Lamed Beis pasuk Yud Aleph that states ve'eka chasefa mikna as a chasayim hamitzvah achukim as a goloi. Rashi is bothered that maybe the sefa mikna was being used as a raya, as lemaisa it's going in the same story in Yirmiyah. But Rashi says almo yesh kinyan ap sefa levadai. The fact that Yirmiyah used the lashon as sefa mikna, so we see there's a kinyan even with the sefa by itself. And al mishmuah leishana al b'shtar matana, that the only time we said that shtar works is only by shtar matana. Al mechal leikana at sheyitul edomim. But if someone is buying a piece of land, then the only time that he'll be koina is if he gives money to the seller, as the seller is not going to be goyim das until he receives his money. And as Rashi points out, loy gomer meicha umakna ad the kabel damim, and he's not going to be makna until he receives money. The avgav the kabel damim by nami shtara. And as Rav stated before, and even if you receive money, you still not going to be koina until you actually write a shtar, unless you specifically contracted around that and you agreed that the kinyan will work with money alone. And the Gemara continues, Masav Rav Amnuna. Rav Amnuna asked the following question on Shmuel from a Brisa, as how could Shmuel say that you're not going to be koina with shtar alone if the Brisa states b'shtar ketzad? How is someone going to be koina kako by using shtar? That if you write on a piece of paper or on an earthenware shard, even though the paper or the shard is not valued as sharputa, and you write sadi mechurlach, sadi nesunlach, harezu mechur unesurna. So if you write that this sada should be sold to you, or you wrote that this sada should be given to you, then it's considered a good sale. Or in the case of matana, it's considered a valid matana, and clearly we see from this braisa there's no difference between mechira and matana, and in both cases you could be koina by using the shtar alone. And the Gemara answers, "Who that Rav Nuna was the one who asked this question on Shmuel, and he was the one that gave the tarets, and he said that this braisa specifically talked about a case of a mechira sedeh and pri rasa that where Reuven is selling his field because it's not a very valuable field. In that case, certainly he doesn't care if he receives the money right away, as he wants to make sure the transaction goes through, and therefore, just like we said before, the parish, and if you explicitly state that you want the mechira to go through even by a shtar alone, then it would work. Over here also, there's a gilui das that it must be that Reuven wanted the sale to go through quickly, and therefore he was fine with the shtar by itself, and he didn't require it to cast kesef to be given to him in order for the transaction to be final. And as Rashi says, and the Gemara continued with another teretz of Ashi. Rav Ashi doesn't like the teretz of Rav Hanuna, because then we're saying this Bryce is talking about one specific case, and therefore Rav Ashi says that the Bryce is actually only talking about a case of Matana. And even though the Bryce states Sadi Mechulach and Sadi Nesunalach Harizim Mechur Nesunah, and Mashma is talking about Mekach Memka as well, however, as Rav Ashi will explain in a moment, in reality Reuven wrote in the Shtar both terms, and he wrote Sadi Mechulach and Sadi Nesunalach, and therefore will be Mechura and Nesunah, but it's talking about one case. And Rav Ashi therefore explains, but Matana Bikish Litlai, Reuven really wanted to give this piece of karka to Shimon through a matana. V'lama kasalai lashem mecha. And why is it that he wrote a lashem mecha and not only a lashem matana? Ki liyafis is koychai, in order to strengthen the koych of Shimon. And as Rashi explains, that Reuven wanted to give Shimon a full fledged matana. Shimig ben bal choyv shel noisim imenu yoshel lo l'tvayim imenu damim for Rashim. And even if Reuven's bal choyv and Reuven's creditors will come and take the sada away from Shimon, Reuven said, "I'm a kabel achrayis and I'll replace the matana at that point, and therefore I'm giving you a koych as if you bought this sada for me." And Tazin Diva Maskel of Lom Kosov Lashon Mecha Kadiliafis Kechai, yes, the Lachira, the coiner of Ashi, it makes sense why you use a Lashon Mecha, but why do you actually have to use a Lashon Matana? Tazin continues and yes, the Lachira, if you're going to tell me they want to use a Lashon Matana, because if someone gives a Matana to their friend, there is no din of Bab Metzra, and he doesn't have to offer the field to his neighbor because he's not selling it. But Maisa, since in this case, Reuven was Mekabel Achrayis on the Matana to Shimon, so in that case, the Gemara in Bab Metzia tells us that there would be a din of Bab Metzra, and therefore, you can't tell me that's why he wrote a Lashon Matana. And Tezis explains that even according to Rav Ashi, we're talking about two separate shtaris. In one shtar, he wrote a Lashon Mecha, and if someone would come and take away the land from him, he would be able to go back to Reuven and bring the shtar Mecha in order to show that he had a Chrayis. And the other one, he wrote a shtar Matana, and if the neighbor would come with the Din of Bar Metzra, then he would pull out the shtar Matana, and therefore the person would not have a Din of Bar Metzra. Then Tezis says, V'id nira de mayu shape b'shtar echad, v'hagav de kasalei b'lashon matana, l'fisha emes who came, delamaisi. He wrote a Lashon Matana because ultimately he was giving a Matana and not a Mecha, and therefore he wanted to specify, I'm giving you a Matana, however I want it to work with the Koyach of Mechira as well. Then Tezis brings from the Yishalmi that the Yifu Koyach Shal Matana, there is actually a benefit by the Gei Matana, Lagabi Bar Vidos, the Mechas Sada Bestam, Le Mecha Bar Vidos, Av Matana, Ba'ayin Yafa, Nais Nakol, and if someone gives a Matana, he does so Ba'ayin Yafa, and therefore he gives a Bar and Dus as well, Ayin and Tezis. Before we continue, let's just remember that Tezis in Nef Tesseman Av speaks about the following two points. Number one, the lechira. How could the brayse state that you're allowed to write a shtar mecha on the yard or on cheres if it's chesav shiyochlus daifu and lechira that should not be a valid shtar ayin sham and ayin and taisri azokin over here that speaks about this as well. And number two, that taisis is the lechira b'negei kesef kedushin, as we mentioned, since the husband is giving it to the isha, so it makes sense that the chiddush is that it doesn't have to have a shtar pruta. Well, in our case, where we're talking about purchasing kaka and the shtar is given from the meicha to lekeach lechira, what is the chiddush of the brayse when it states that the Gemara continues and quotes from a Mishnah of a Chazaka that Kaka could be nicked with Chazaka, and the Gemara asks Menon, how do we know that? Chizkiyah states, Amakra, that the Pasuk in Yirmiyah states that Gedalio ben Achikam told Klaisol, Ushvu Barechem, Asher Tefastem, that you should dwell in your cities that you grabbed, and Bematarestem, be Yeshiva, how do you grab them and how you claim them through dwelling in them and through showing an act of bailus. The Gemara continues, Dvere Shmal Tana, in the Yeshiva of Shmal, they told a Braisa, Vyushtamaisa, Vyshaftim, but the Pasuk at the beginning of Pasuk 8 states that you'll be Yerush to land of Eretz Yisrael and you'll dwell in them. The limit is, B'mayi Rashtem, how is it that you will Yerush to lands, be Yeshiva, through dwelling in them and through showing an act of bailus? And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, V'she'in l'achrayis ein niknil v'shicha, that metatl is niknil with Mishicha. And the Gemara asks Minolan, how do we know this? Dechsiv, as the Pasuk states, in Pashas Bahar, V'chil simku rumim kolam misecha, ikonim yad misecha. We learn, Dova niknil miyad liyad, that's referring to metatlin that is acquired by pulling it from one hand to another and by doing Mashicha. And the Gemara continues and is that from our Mishnah, it's Mashma that the only way to be Koyin Metatlin is only by Mashicha, and you can't use Kesef, and even Midraisa you can't use Kesef. And the Gemara is, so Rabbi Yechon, the Amad Vatari of Mayis Koinis, according to Rabbi Yechon, that learns from the Din of Hegdish that states, Vinosa Kesef Ekamlai, and therefore you're allowed to use Kesef in order to be Koyin Metatlin, the Lachari Mayik Lameima, how will he explain our Mishnah? And the Gemara answers, in Echanami, our Mishnah is not talking about a Din Duraisa, Tana Takantra Bonatani, Tana is only talking about the ultimate Din. And midrabbanan, the only way that you could be koinu metatlin is through mashicha. And as Rashi explains, shachar chacham kinyan mois, the chacham said that although midraisa you could be koinu through money, but amru loy tikda el mashicha. And the chacham said you cannot be koinu unless you do mashicha. As rabbanan were concerned, zira shem yemuloy nisufu chitecha baliyah, as if a buyer is able to be koinu something by giving kesef. kesef. So if he paid money to the seller and then he didn't take his nechasim yet and he was still storing it at the meicha and the meicha has some sort of fire, the meicha won't care so much. He won't try to save the wheat, and this way it'll be lost lekech. And therefore, the Chacham said that the only way a lekech will be able to be kind of something is actually through mashicha. If the lekech only gave money to the meicha, then the meicha will still be responsible. And if there will be a fire, the meicha will still be responsible. We'll put in an extra effort in order to save the chitin. The Gemara continues and quotes our Mishnah, which discussed the kinyan of agav, as the Mishnah said in the chasim she'in lechayis. If someone has metaltlin, then the nikdim in the chasim she'in lechayis because of shtab chazaka. And the Gemara asks, benani mili, what is the makar for kinyan agav? And Amar Chizkiah, and Chizkiah states, to Amar Kra, the pasuk says in Divrei Yomim, when Yeshua was speaking to his children, vayitlam avim matonis rabbis lekesav lezavul mcdonis im ari mitzuris be Yehuda. We see that Yeshua gave his children metaltlin together with kaka, and the only kinyan that they made was on the kaka itself. And the Gemara continues and asks a question, b'negia kinyan agav ibaylu be'in tziburim ba'yoloi, utilizing the kinyan agav, would the metaltlin have to be in that kaka, or would it not have to be in the kaka? And any place that the metaltlin is going to be at that moment will be konu to the lekech. And all the mefreshim discussed that l'chayre, if the metaltlin is actually sitting on the kaka, so that once Reuven is koinu the kaka, certainly he'll be koinu anything that's inside it, as he'll be able to koinu with kinyan chatzar. Some explain that the only way that kinyan chatzar could work is only if someone has a chatzar and then something gets into that chatzar, they could be koinu that item. However, over here, since the metaltlin was already in the chatzar, you can't be koinu metaltlin agav the chatzar that you koinu at this point, and that's why you need a kinyan agav in this scenario. However, others explain that we're talking about a case where the kinyan chatzar would not work, and for example, in a case where it's not a chatzar mishtameres, even though a kinyan chatzar would not work, however, a kinyan agav would work. And the Gemara continues and tries to bring a raya. Amar Rabbi Yosef, and Rabbi Yosef states, Tashma, bring a raya from a Mishnah Maseches Peah. Rabbi Kiva, Amar Rabbi Kiva states, Kaka Kolshu, if someone owns even a little bit of Kaka, Chayavis Bepeah, he's still going to be Chayav in Peah, over Bekurim, and he'll still be Chayav in Bekurim on any of the Shiva Minim that grow on that Kaka. And as Rashi points out, B'negei Bekurim, if the person doesn't own any Kaka, and these pears did not grow in his Kaka, he would not be Chayav in Bekurim, as in the Pasha Bekurim, you say, Ashen Asat Li, that Kosh Baruch Hu gave me, and since you don't own Kaka, therefore you can't say the Pasha Bekurim, and you're not Chayav in Bekurim. Rashi, as well as Taisa, bring down that we're not curious over here, Ubevidim Maisus, as even if a person buys pears, he is Chayav in Maisa, and in the Pasha Vidim Maisus, the Torah states, Ashen Asat Lanu, that Kosh Baruch Hu gave to us, and therefore there's no specific requirement that you yourself have to own a piece of Kaka in order to say Vidim Maisa. However, Ayin Taisa, who brings that in the Yishalmi, it's also Mashma that we're not curious to Lashon Ubevidim, but Ayin Shom, that in the Yishalmi, it's based on a different reason than that Rashi gives over here, Ayin Shom. And we continue at Afchav Avon Beis, Velichtabal Prisbol, and in order to write a Prisbol, all you need is a drop of Kaka. And as Rashi says, that even though the Gemara Maseches Gittin states, in Kaisen Prisbol El Kaka, the Miesh Kaka Kolshul Leva, Kaisel Prisbol Af Michayv Gadol, even if you have a large debt, you can still write a Prisbol, Vishilvle Tisham Tan Shvias, and then Shmita will not be Mishamet, the Chiktikin Hill of Prisbol, Mishibaka Kaistikin, the Milva Matsuyi, that the only time that Hill was Masaka Prisbol was based on the Shiblo Kaka, because that's a standard halva. However, there's no requirement that you have to have the same amount of kaka as the actual debt. Finally, the Mishnah states, "V'liknis iman nechasim she'in la'chrayis." Even if a person acquires a drop of kaka, they could be koinu metaltlin agav that kinyan kaka. And the Gemara now states, "V'amar b'inin tziburim kolshu l'maychazi." And if you're going to say that the only way that kinyan agav works is if the metaltlin is sitting on the land, then what would it help that a person owns a drop of land if l'chari can't put anything on that land? And the Gemara explained to Gumar Rav Shmuel about Bista kamid Rav Yosef. So Rav Shmuel about Bista explained in front of Rav Yosef that in the Chinami we're talking about where it's tziburin, and what type of item are we talking about? Kegoyin shenotz b'machat, that a person stuck a needle into the kaka by acquiring the kaka through kesef shtar chazaka, the buyer can acquire this needle through the kinyan agav. And the Gemara states, Omer Rabbi Yosef, so Rabbi Yosef responded back to Rav Shmuel b'Bisna kabastin by saying this teretz and saying that Rabbi Kiva in the Mishnah Maseches Peah is only discussing a very specific scenario where a person wanted to acquire a needle. That doesn't seem likely, and therefore, as Rashi said, Siatoni, you're causing me pain by saying such a teretz. And as Rabbi Yosef continues, Ichbil Tanu Lashminu Machat, do you think Rabbi Kiva will say this case of Liklus Yimon Chasim Shein L'Achrayis just for one specific scenario? And the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Ashi, so Rav Ashi says that really Rav Shmuel Babista's teretz could be correct. And Man Leiman Lund Loi Tolu Bab Magnisa the Shavya Al Bezuza, that who said that you didn't hang on this needle a magnisa, a pearl, or some sort of a precious stone which is worth 1,000 zuz, and therefore in the Chinami Rabbi Kiva wanted to teach in that case you could be koina in the Chasim Shein L'Achrayis Agam Nechasim Sheish L'Achrayis, even though you only koina kaka kolshu because of b'shtar v'chazaka. And therefore, from this Mishnah Maseches Peah, we do cannot bring a raya that you don't need tziburin, as it's possible that you do need tziburin, and we're talking about a very very expensive item. And the Gemara continues, Tashma, I'll try to bring you another raya from a brisa. Amar Blazer, Blazer states, Maisa Badain Echad Shay Yishlayim. There's a story of a person from Madain, and he was currently in Yishlayim, Shahuloi Metalton Habe, and he had a lot of Metalton, Ubikish Lutlim Matana, and he wanted to give them to someone with the Matana. Amar Loi, and they said to him, Inloi Takana, Achi Yikname Al Gabi Kaka, that the only way you'll be able to be Makna, these Metalton to someone, is only through Agav, by selling the Makab Matana, a small piece in a parcel of land, and this way he'll be able to be Koina, the rest of the Metalton through a king of Agav. And as Rashi says, L'kaman Parach, the Gemara will ask, L'kninu b'mashicha, ibe chalipin, why couldn't he be makna these items to the person through mashicha or chalipin, and why dafka through kinyan agav? And the Gemara continues, ma'asa, so what did this person do in order to be makna this metaltlin? And it seems that this person did not have any kaka at that point, so halach v'lach beis sela samach l'shlaim, so he went and bought a beis sela that was close to Yishlaim, and Rashi points out that at this point of the Gemara, the havmin is that this kaka was mali reichu sela shumat beya, that was the thickness and width of a sela, which is a type of coin, and therefore it was a very small piece of land, and it was a kaka kalshu. And then Rashi brings Lashon Achrona, another Lashon, that sela mamish, we're not talking about a coin, but it was actually kaka, which was very rocky, shu kavoya v'chidod, and that was high, and it was very sharp and pointy, and therefore it was impossible to place tzayin or a barrel onto this piece of kaka. Once Reuven acquired this piece of land through a shtar, for example, he then was makna this sada that he just bought to Shimon, and he said that agav that you're taking this sada, I am also makna to you 100 sheep and 100 barrels. Some agurist that he was actually giving matana to multiple people, and therefore he said the items are in the north he's giving to Pliny, and he said the items are in the south I'm giving to Pliny. Umes v'kaim l'zvarev, and then Reuven died, and still the chum kaim l'zvarev, and he said it was val kinyan, and this was based on a kinyan agav the amr b'in the tziburim bar. And if you're going to tell me that the only way a kinyan agav works is only if the items that are metaltlin are in the kaka itself, so beis sela l'maychazi, since it's a small piece of land and it's the size of a coin, it's a sela, or if it's a rocky piece of land and therefore you can't place tzayin and you can't place chavis over there, so it can't be that the tzayin and chavis were in this land, and how could this person acquire the tzayin and chavis based on a kinyan agav? And the Gemara answers, mitzav beis sela sela mamish, when the Braisa taught us that Reuven bought a land that was a beis sela, it's not referring to the size of the land that was the size of a sela, and it's not talking a very rocky land which was very pointy. Sheep and barrels could not be placed in that land. The Gemara explains, my sela the nafesh tuva, we're talking about a very large piece of land, and it could have been a flat piece of land as well, according to the second pshat of Rashi, the my kar le sela. And why is it that we said it was a beis sela, the kashik sela, because the land was very hard like rock, and therefore wasn't plantable, and it was very cheap and inexpensive piece of land. Once again, you have the raya that you could don't have to have the metalton tziburim bari. It is possible that the only way to be koined through a kinyan of agav is only if the metalton would be tziburim bari and would be on the kaka itself. And the Gemara continues and tries to bring another raya, Tashma, the Amr Rabbi Yehuda Rav, that Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Rav, that Maisa Ba'adam Echa, there was a story with a person, and there are two versions as to the status of the person, Shechalu B'Yishlayim K'Rav Lazo, either according to the sheet of Rav Lazo, holds that Echa Bari V'Echa Mesukin Ein Dvar Kayom B'Diba El B'Kinyin, that there was no din, that there was Shchimrach, Shechusuv M'Chum Mesurin Dami, and you always need a Kinyin, then it could be that this person was sick, V'Amri L'Bari Haya K'Rav Banan, and some say this person was well, and it's going like the sheet of Rav Banan, meaning that according to Rav Banan, if the person was sick, then there would be no requirement for Kinyin at all, as Divri Shchimrach, Shechusuv M'Chum Mesurin Dami. However, since he's Bari, therefore there's a requirement for Kinyin, and this person had a lot of metalton, ubikish litl matana, and he wanted to give them to various persons through a matana, or muloi, and they said to him, that the only way you'll be able to be makna to the person as matana is only agav kaka, and ma'asa, so what do you do? And it seems this person also did not have kaka yet, and therefore he went and bought a small parcel of land near Yishlaim, and Rashi explains, base reiva is referring to the size of a piece of property where you could plant a reiva akav, which is a very small property, and he said that I want to give a tefach al tefach of this land to Shimon, and together with that I want him to be koin 100 tzayin and 100 chavis. And he then said, b'negei Levi, I want him to acquire a tefach al tefach of this land, and together with that he should be koin through kinyan agav mei tzayin and mei chavis, etc. Umeis, and then Reuven died, b'kaim chacham mistavarev, and chacham say it's a dal kinyan based on the kinyan agav. And the Gemara states, v'yamer bein tziburin tefach al tefach l'may chazi. If you will say that the only way to be koin through kinyan agav is only if the metalton is actually on the land itself, so l'chir, by having a tefach al tefach, how will help Shimon or Levi acquire 100 tzayin or 100 chavis if certainly you can't fit 100 sheep or 100 barrels onto a land that's a tefach al tefach? And the Gemara answers, Nami, although it seems from the story that he gave him actually 100 sheep or 100 barrels, he actually did not give him that, and Reuven actually only had money. He took a stack of money and placed it on the area of Tefach al Tefach, and he said that Shimon should acquire this Kesef, Agav the Kaka, and he should buy Tzoyin and Chavis with his money. Therefore, you can't bring a raya that you don't have to have Metalton Siburian in the Kaka, as certainly the money was placed in the Kaka itself. And the Gemara continues, Hachi Nami Mestavra, and I'll bring you a raya, this must be the case. The Isak and Akhmed Tzoyin and maybe Chavis Mamish, if we're talking about a case where he was giving 100 sheep and 100 barrels, Nikninu Nelly Bechlippin, so why was he Makna to Shimon through a Kinyan Chlippin? And therefore, it must be that Reuven was trying to be Makna money to Shimon, and the only way to be Makna the money was through a Kinyan Agav, as Imat Beya Nikna Bechlippin. And the Gemara continues, Velam Magla Dummy, so what are you going to tell me that we're talking about a scenario where Reuven was being Makna money to Shimon, Nikninu Nelly Bemashicha, so why didn't he just let Shimon be Meshich the money, and he'll be able to claim it through Mashicha? Why did the Chum tell Reuven, In Le Tekana, Achiyiknim Agabikaka? And because of this question, Ella, the Leslim Makabal Tana, it must be that we're talking about a scenario where Shimon wasn't around in order to do Mashicha, and Hachinami, the Leslim Makabal Tana, and maybe that's why we weren't able to do a Kinyan Chalipin, because Makabal Tana was not around in order to do the Kinyan Chalipin. And therefore, although our original Teretz is the Teretz, and that we're talking about a case where Reuven was trying to be Makdim money to Shimon, and he actually placed the money on the Kaka, and he was kind of Agav Kaka. However, the Gemara is pointing out that when Gemara stated Hachinami Mistavra is not necessarily Raya, because Enochinami could be talking about Meir Tzoyin or Meir Chavis, and the reason why he didn't do Chalipin is because the Mekabel Matana was not around. And the Mefarshim point out that you see a raya from this Gemara that even when the Gemara used Lashon that Hachanami Mistavra is not necessarily that would be the Meskona, as sometimes we could slug up that raya. Ayin Rashi Hachanami Leisel Mekabel Sheitin Kelim LeMakna, that the Mekabel Matana is not there in order to give his Kelim to the Makna, the Kelim shall coin it by, because we know the Chalipin is through the Kelim of the one who's buying it, shall coin it Pesha Kelim LeMakna, that the one who's buying something or receiving a Matana gives his Kelim to the Makna in order to acquire something. Rashi is bothered that L'chayr, even though Shimon wasn't there at that point, let someone else who is over there take his Kelim and give it to Reuven and be koinah for Shimon based on the din of Zachon L'Adam Shalai B'fanav. Rashi states, V'acha lo yisham shechafetz b'anasa shalkoinah liten Kelim b'shvilai. Although generally we find the concept of Zachiyah, that's when the person is not losing anything. However, over here, b'negei chalipin, where if a person wants to be koinah something on behalf of someone else, he has to give his own Kelim to the seller or to the nois matana. And in this case, there was no one else around that wanted to do this for Shimon. And the Gemara therefore is that makes sense by Chalipin, we have to use the Kelim Shalakeach. However, in the Gea Mashicha, where there's no Kelim involved and no one's having a loss of money, in the Skin of Nele Agavacha, why do we require a Kinyan of Agav if L'chayr Reuven could give this item to someone else on behalf of Shimon and let that person go and do Mashicha to the Metatlin on behalf of Shimon? And the Gemara answers, L'Sam Chadayte, that Reuven did not want to do that. Since Reuven was about to die, he was concerned that once he dies, people will not give this item to Shimon, and therefore he thought that the person will keep it for himself and keep the Hanah, and therefore he wanted to make sure that this item stayed in his Rishus and it didn't go to the Rishus of someone else, as in that case he was scared that it would never get to the Rishus of Shimon. And the Gemara asks, if this was just a personal choice that Reuven made, that he didn't want to use a Kinyan Mashicha, so why did they tell him that he doesn't have Takana if L'chayr there is a Takana, either through Agav or through Mashicha? And the Gemara answers, that's really what they were saying, that since you're not saying Das, and therefore you don't want to use a Kinyan Mashicha, ain't let Takana, Ashikna Magabikaka. Therefore, your only Takana is if you makna this Matana to Shimon by using a Kinyan Agav, and even though Shimon is not here, you'll actually be able to be makna the Kaka to him based on a Shtar. Metalton will not leave your Shus, and therefore you don't have to be scared that maybe someone will take the Kaka. And Rashi states, Loisam Chadaita, Dahi Noisin, Vloyhe Maimin, Vaanshe Amokin, Limsa Metalton, Mimtation Metalton Yodai, Vaimakaiman Bebesai, Lemaisin, and Metalton were protected in his home, and therefore, if you did it through Agav, he wasn't concerned that the people in that city would take it. He wasn't chayshish that it would actually go into his home and take the metalton. And the only time he had a chash is if he actually gave them metalton. And at that point, it would be mayor heta that they already have it and they would potentially keep it. And it's interesting to note that even though Rashi said before in the Diba Maskel in lechotakana lekamon parv leknina b'mishicha ibechlipin, reality the Gemara did not ask this question until we learned the second din of Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rav and the second story, and did not ask it on the first story. And it's possible that the Gemara actually did not ask it on the first story, because over there we're talking about a person was from Medoni, and therefore was pasha that his metaltlin wasn't in Yerushalayim, and that's why over there it's pasha that he couldn't do Mashicha, as the metaltlin wasn't here, and therefore was impossible to actually have a Kinyan Mashicha, and therefore the Gemara waited until the second point where we could actually ask a question both regarding Mashicha as well as regarding Chalipin. And it's a bit sarbia based on Rashi saying, Kedinim b'Mashicha b'Chlipin, which is mashma that the question regarding Mashicha would apply to the first scenario as well, and we will stop over here.